Blog Talk Radio.
I guess that is enough of Vivaldi's Four Seasons and the part of it devoted to spring. Welcome, everyone, to Voices of the Earth. It is spring in May 2015, the 13th of the month. I am your host, Carol Omart Behan, welcoming you to the first anniversary of this endeavor called Voices of the Earth, coming to you on the Art of Living Well radio network. And as the wonderful recorded person, I doubt I'll ever know the name of that individual, but we are coming to you under the umbrella on the internet of Blog Talk Radio. Voices of the Earth, a year ago, minus one day because of the way the calendars work, had its first outing, and it was somewhat nerve-wracking to say the least, but I was pretty darned excited to have been given the opportunity by two women who I cannot thank enough for giving me the opportunity and trusting that I would find my voice, hit my stride, and take off into the internet sphere with this program, Voices of the Earth. So we're going to do a bit of celebrating tonight. It was something that really needed to be done. So I am going to invite, first of all, just let me welcome listeners. My gosh, getting ahead of myself here. Welcome to all listeners to the program tonight. If you are a live listener, especially if by some chance you are a first-time listener, a very warm welcome. And of course, I know that any number of you, because of your schedules, because of it is an hour after the show is over, and you think, oh my gosh, I forgot to listen to Carol's program live at 7 Eastern, and whatever hours you are, possibly other than Eastern time zone, and tune in later at your convenience. That is what the wonders of internet radio / podcast is all about. But as this is, so anyway, welcome to you, and you're going to hear maybe more than you really want to hear about Voices of the Earth. But if you are listening live or in podcast, you have found a reason to tune in, whether it is you are a fan of mine, a supporter of mine, a friend of mine, or just stumbled upon this in some quirky way the internet provides. Voices of the Earth comes to you. I will talk about, and I want to celebrate, the many, many guests, certainly over 25. I didn't actually count up the number of guests. There have been 38 programs. Actually, this is number 38, and easily there have been 25, 26 guests. And the studio cat, by the way, is trying to make his way to my platform here in my home studio on the edge of the Catskills on Light Spring Glen. But I am going to dissuade him. He's going to have to stay on the floor for once, and not supervise next to my laptop computer. So, sorry, kiddo, you need to go away. First guest up is a woman whose poetry has been featured many, many times. I think I worship the altar of Mary Oliver, the poet alive and well and writing poetry now from her Florida home, although until relatively recent times she could be found out there near Cape Cod writing her wonderful poetry. So I am going to start the program with this poem for spring, at least as far as I think of spring, because of the gorgeousness of the trees. And, oh, I am telling you, here at Light Spring Glen, with the burst of almost summery weather in the last 2 weeks, we went from tiny, tight buds on the some of those last days of April to full-blown spring, just like that. Mary Oliver, whose poem is this, When I Am Among the Trees. Thank you, Mary Oliver, for writing this beautiful poem. A salute to spring with your poem here now. Okay, here it is. When I am among the trees, especially the willows and the honey locust, equally the beech, the oaks, and the pines, they give off such hints of gladness. I would almost say that they save me, and daily. I am so distant from the hope of myself, in which I have goodness and discernment, and never hurry through the world, but walk slowly and bow often. Around me, the trees stir in their leaves and call out, "Stay a while." The light flows from their branches. And they call again. It's simple, they say, and you too have come into the world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine. To be filled with light and to shine. Mary Oliver, I think she's the patron of this program. And so once again, I found time to work one of her poems in. The Voices of the Earth program, and I devoted in last May, I don't know, maybe it was the first program. I'm going to go back and look through the archives with you and just talk about some of my past guests. But I know there was a program early on in which I explained my initial idea of why it is that Voices of the Earth was something that came to me as work to do in the world. But it is a quote of Wendell Berry. And oh, my gosh, sometimes I rattle on at the beginning, and if I don't have a guest, it becomes so organic that unless I keep notes and kind of check them off, I lose a little track. So I may or may not have mentioned these two lovely ladies of the Art of Living Well Radio Network who were the executive directors until just recently, and there's been a little shift, but they invited me to consider offering the show, and their names are Nancy Ash and Linda Marie Nelson. At some point, I hope the two of you will hear this broadcast and know, again, how much I appreciate your seeing the potential in your twice-time guest, me, on your radio show and offering the opportunity to bring a program of my own design to your Art of Living Well radio network. So once they had tossed that idea my way, as will happen with my creative process, call it my muse, and certainly I see that as what it is, but I really think, too, it's some of the guides that work with me of the spiritual nature, be the angelic or of the earth, the more elemental beings. If an idea is supposed to take root and grow, it doesn't take too long for ideas to start percolating, and one certainly did. This whole thing got started, so a little bit of kind of a review, a little of the history of how it is. By May of 2014, I was bold enough to hear the cue up of Blog Talk Radio, and then, you know, like hand it over to you, Carol Omar Behan, and shaky voice or not, you're on. So back in February of 2014, talking to myself, I can laugh at my own jokes, I guess. And there may be some guests calling in. I've invited past guests of this program to make a call in. And if you are indeed queuing up to make an appearance, I look forward to welcoming you. Right now, I'm rattling on with a bit of the backstory. So in March of 2014, I was a guest on Lynn Marie and Nelson and Nancy Esch's programs as they were doing Honoring Women's History Month. This was something that came as an opportunity. How would you like to do a radio show, Carol? And within 24 hours of that, I was driving somewhere. And when I'm driving, sometimes in a distant kind, I'm driving for a while. It's a really great thought time for me, and I can pay attention to my driving and let my part of my brain kind of meander off doing its thing. And a quote of Wendell Berry leapt to mind, along with, I kid you not, Voices of the Earth as a title. So the quote of Wendell Berry, which underlines this, and it's on the archive page that you will find at my website, Golden Spiral Journey. It is this quote which inspired the show initially. Wendell Berry, a poet, a working farmer in his Kentucky beautiful farmland, a philosopher. I think of him as a mystic as well, a modern-day mystic. This is a quote of his that I've always, always treasured. The care of the earth is our most ancient and most worthy, and after all, our most pleasing responsibility to cherish what remains of it and to foster its renewal is our only legitimate hope. And I always kind of question that last line because I think there are other things that make us hopeful these days, and you're going to hear a few of them, but it really has resonated so deeply with me and so for so long. And then the whole idea of using one's voice, something I've advocated all the years. I was a classroom teacher, a teacher of creative writing, a writer myself, raising one's voice in the world. So those all came together to be the basis for this show. Somewhat boiled down to this kind of statement these days that I believe it is through sharing the stories of our Earth journeys that we are celebrating and reweaving, as is needed time to time, Gaia's living web. Oh, I'll get it right. And that of our beautiful Earth home. So that is where this came from and how it is that it got going. From the beginning, Spirit suggested to me that not only should I try this, and I've trusted my Spirit's guidance for a long while and with always fantastic results. Sometimes I'm a bit perplexed where it is I'm being nudged in the direction of, but nonetheless, it was very positive that I was to try this out, Voices of the Earth, and there were two things that were definitely guaranteed to me. One of them was, it would be fun. And the other one was, you will not have to worry, at least not very often, of guests who would want to appear on this radio program once you let them know about it. Well, I'm telling you, both things have held true all the way along. And it has been fun, inspiring, challenging at times, amazing every time of every show, even the ones that I have held forth all on my own. Sometimes the Studio Cat's appearance definitely, you know, kind of inspires me if I'm feeling like I'm not going in the right direction, and he appears and makes it clear that things are just fine. Or, of course, all of those wonderful guests who have found their way in time and for those people who have never done this kind of thing, there's sometimes a little case of nerves to get over, but that gets over very quickly. And on they come, and we have ourselves the most fascinating, fabulous, inspiring conversations about what it is they're doing in the world and how it is that it is manifesting in whatever the ways it is. What I began to do, although the Art of Living Well Radio Network has their own archives, and so all of the shows are located there somewhere, but I decided to simplify it for people who knew about the show and how it is that they may have not been able to hear a program on its designated night. such as you are, listening possibly live on this 13th of May, and have your party hat on, and there's confetti somewhere in there, and you're blowing one of those noisemakers because, well, you just are having a good time, and there was something left over from Mother's Day weekend. I might tell a story or two about my own Mother's Day, and I've got a few funny things, actually, so who knows if I think I need to fill up the whole hour, and no one has called in to help me fill that hour up. But anyway, talking about the archives of the show, I do have a website, goldenspiraljourney.com, and there lives the archives of this particular show in reverse order, all the way back to May of last year. And back then, if you go and look down through the page, you'll see that I took a little more space. I perfected it as I went along. I thought at the very beginning what I should attempt to do was give a tiny little bit of info other than the title of the show so people would know what the show was about. So I see that May of last year, three shows. I began on the 14th, introducing what the Voices of the Earth was and a bit of my own story. And I remember that my voice was a tiny bit, you'd think all those years I taught public school and have spoken to crowds of people and here and there in a few places. And well, I guess we all have our shy side. And obviously it was the first time out with this. So if you go back and listen to that, you will hear a little less confidence in my voice compared from, and I would hope I have gained more confidence in this year's time. So there it is. So that is what exists right there. And then, and I won't read through them all, but I'm remembering with great delight that the second show was a dear, dear friend of mine whose own internet radio program had inspired me years ago, my friend Dawn Kirk, who lives in Nashville, Earth lover, friend. And one time she had a radio program called Imagine the Shift. Imagine the Shift. And I had been her guest on her radio program. What am I saying? It wasn't internet at all. She went to a studio, those brick and mortar type places, a radio studio, and recorded her show. And I called in. It was still a radio, or rather over the telephone interview. But what she had done for 3 years, volunteering each of those Saturdays to do that show, it was incredible. And you can look her show up. I believe the broadcasts of that lovely show back in the first decade of the 21st century. I'm not going to be able to tell you exactly which years. Something like maybe 2006 to 2009. If Dawn even knows about the show tonight and wants to call in and tell us, I'd love to share more about that. Followed by Mary McCarthy. And Mary, you know what I see? Can you believe this? In my archives, I misspelled your name. Oh, my gosh. I need to go back and correct that. And I think Mary's going to be calling in tonight and catching us up a little bit on, I think that's her right now. I should probably go to you right now. Mary, I tell you what, if you're hearing me, which I think you may be, and I almost am sure this is you, I believe Blog Talk Radio, even though some things are a little different than they used to be, I think you have to press 1 so that I can unmute your mic. So try that for me, if you would, 781 caller, and I shall welcome you to the air. And I think I have you, the very Mary McCarthy I'm talking about. Try pressing 1, if you would, Mary, if you can hear me. If not, I'll unmute your mic and see if you're there. I could try that in a second and see. Okay. I'm going to see what happens. This doesn't always work, so let's see if we can get you here or not. Oops. Yeah, see, it's not unmuting your microphone. Okay, we're pausing for, you know, it's like, it's getting my tech person in here. So, Mary, what I need you to do.
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear. I've heard you the whole time. And
I know you have. But it used to be.
That's okay. And I keep hitting 1 and all that kind of stuff. And then lady comes in something about I'm in the queue. So
you're in the queue. Oh, well, I'm hoping because I'm hearing you, I trust my listeners are. And I'll tell you, because, of course, the techno magic which makes this possible is showing, instead of your microphone unmuting, it shows It's like that circling thingy, you know, it's circling and circling. But I'm hearing you, so I'm going to guess our listeners are hearing you too.
Well, good.
So anyway, welcome back to the show. And you were hearing me, and I was telling you that you're the second typo I've caught tonight. I'm going back through my archive page. And I had you write on the title of the show with the I instead of the Y. But in the longer little thing I typed above that link, I spelled the traditional M-A-R-Y. So I'm going to go correct that at some point in the near future. Well, Mary McCarthy is back with us almost a year to the day when she was holding forth on the whole of the hour. How are you, Mary McCarthy?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I tried to connect via Skype, but that failed, so I'm calling you on my new flip phone.
Oh!
Which I just got activated today, so I'm really excited.
Well, this is great. So it must be doing extra jazzy things that you're on internet radio live about 7:15 Eastern time. And I was talking about spring as the program began, did a little Vivaldi. This was the third show. I was so delighted because it is one of the things with Voices of the Earth. I managed to get pretty well in hand, putting, uploading audio and then making use of it, and love Vivaldi's seasons, four seasons. So I thought I'm going to throw a little of that in yet again. I used it on an earlier show this spring. So anyway, and there you are. It fully went live. So I trust it's whatever HughesNet, you know, because I have my super fine HughesNet people. I never badmouth them because it's satellite Wi-Fi, and you want to always massage it and make sure it's happy with you.
Absolutely.
Well, refresh our memory, because there are probably loads of people who are just catching on with Voices, don't know too much about. What is it, Mary? We're not making you the feature guest tonight, but refresh our memory of what it is you do in the world. And the other day as we were talking, we're hoping to line you up for another appearance later. But what is your work in the world as a voice of the earth?
My work in the world is journaling for the health of it. It's a process, which I'm in the process of getting trademarked, and it's all about working with people, specifically baby boomers of a certain age, helping them. And my new tagline for the company, and that's what's really exciting about, you know, thinking of, you know, where I was a year ago and where I am now. I'm taking my company to the next evolution, if you will, journaling for, how do I describe it, uncovering, discovering, and recovering your true self. So that's what it
is. Wonderful.
Yes, so
and
it's
all
about.
And we all can make use of at least one of those, but all three together sounds dynamite.
Yes, no, it's really taking journaling, journal writing, to the a whole new level, and just really, you know, on a spiritual, universal, metaphysical level, you know, the pen to page, there's something about to our true self and our, and the world, the real world that we live in, and things like that. So it's just it's really self therapy. It's just really having the ability to, you know, to discover that who you think you are and who you've been behaving as and all that type of thing, and who your true self is with all the talents and wisdom and intelligence and everything you had when you came into this world. They're still there. You just need to dig through the rubble and the garbage and all that kind of stuff and get back to yourself, and that's where the journaling comes in. Like I said, and there's something mystical and magical about the pen to page. So,
oh my goodness, and of course, we're working out another date for you to come in and tell us in greater detail about that and all of that delight. And there is, and so again, mentioning that there is the archive of the show available, and you were, and I'm just going to go back and check, but people can go down through in the reverse order and find that your show, you're at the bottom of the page, but that's only because I was putting the show dates in a different order. So now you're grounding, Mary, you're grounding my archive page. I like that.
All right. I like that, too.
So you are there. And for each of these shows, when guests came on, such as yourself, what people find, and again, there will be people who this is all kind of a new deal for in terms of even the voices of the earth, but by clicking on that, not only will they hear our really wonderful conversation of a year ago, but there are links there at the, there's always a text of the show, something I put together so people knew a little of what was going on, and then people can connect, because you're still, it's still the same, the website's still the same, correct? So this would be a correct link, create,
yes,
right,
correct.
Now?
Correct, yes.
Yes.
That's the same.
And the
yes.
Right is WRITE, create right now. So if people are thinking they'll go right over and, you know, put a new tab up and look at it, even now, they can find it. You also have a presence in more than one Facebook page, or is there a main face? I'm just promoting you a little bit so people who are suddenly activated of interest can get right to you.
Well, thank you very much.
Facebook?
Thank you very much. Yeah, I have a personal page, but I have a business page, and it's facebook.com/createrightnow.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many wonderful things that go on over there. You do these thing called challenges, which get people motivated to journal for X number of days. What are some of the what is coming along, or what are you in the middle of? That, I've not been a part of one, but anytime I see people's comments and what, you know, being in the process of it, tell us a little bit about these challenges and what that might be the current one.
The current one that's current going on right now is called the Whole Health Journaling Challenge, and it's, I think it's about 24 days, but it covers everything about our holistic health, emotional, spiritual, physical. You know, it's more than just weight, because we have a special challenge for just weight. But it's all about whole health. And it's these challenges originally started probably about 5 years ago when I came out with the first e-workbook, 27 Days, Peace of Mind and Body to Health and Happiness. And that's what I think people got latched onto that to see that. And we covered, you know, everything from, you know, your inner kid and your inner coach and your and all those types of things. So people really realize that, oh, so this is what journaling or journal writing is all about, and it's, you know, it's an opportunity to, you know, to, like I said, meet all the inner excitement of what goes on inside all of us.
Go ahead.
No, I'm telling you, that's like this. It's just an opportunity, and it's really, like I said, my target audience is baby boomers who, you know, tend to be, you know, at the point where, you know, they're in their 50s, and, you know, just from a spiritual level, taking a look at, you know, is that all there is, or who am I, and, or, you know, they're at the point where, you know, their body's talking to them, and they are coming down with, you know, physical challenges that they've never had to deal with before and things like that. So it's just, it's like I said, it's an opportunity. It's a free opportunity to really take the time and to, as I always like to say, discover who really lives in your body.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And exciting to say the least. And I think for many people getting to that point, having come to that point and gotten a bit beyond, I think it's also time people hit their stride. So I came here, I've done all this, the traditional stuff, and now, ooh, what am I going to do with the second half of my life? And it's
true. This
kind of embodiment. I mean, you and I have long, and we've been connected for many years now as we celebrate, oh my gosh, 14 years, I guess, of a connection. And we started by finding our writers' voices. That's what drew us together in a place I will mention a little bit further into the program, a magical place on the planet, Glastonbury, England. So I'll make a little promotion of that later as another part of my work. So for people, too, enjoy themselves in this self-discovery or rediscovery, so well put, it's very good, because the more that happens, the more embodied you are in who you are and better the voice you have to raise on behalf of the work you're doing in the world for for yourself and the betterment of this beautiful place we call home, Gaia, Mother Earth. So exciting indeed. Well, we look forward to your returning with a much fuller opportunity to expand. So I want to thank you for the part you've played, Mary, and there you were, one of my first guests venturing onto my platform. And a year has zipped by. It's been marvelous. So thanks so much for coming along tonight and helping celebrate that. And we're working out a date for you to come back. And so people who are listening to this tonight should keep track of programs over – well, coming along. I try to put out 2 and 3 weeks ahead, but look up Mary's information, and as we get a date for her, she will advertise it so you will know more about that and see what she's got to offer if she is a new individual in your universe. And she has come into your orbit. There's never any accidental meeting, whether it's cyberspace or otherwise. And how about spring over there in your beautiful end of the world, Green Harbor, Massachusetts? What kind of day has it been in May? I'll ask that as my question to conclude our conversation. What's it like there tonight?
Oh, it's just marvelous. It's been the perfect. We had some humidity, and we've already, I mean, it's only the beginning of May, but I've had my air conditioner on a couple of days. So today was more beautiful spring May weather and a nice sea breeze, so it was excellent. So it's just and it's really fun. I would just leave you with one piece of weather information. The weatherman said, though, this was the winter that was the snowiest winter ever in Boston.
Ever.
We are now 4 to 6 inches below where we need to be on our water table. So
I was just like,
what's wrong with this picture? So I'll leave you on that. Other than that, I mean, the spring has just been marvelous. It's just been
marvelous.
Everything's
thank you for a little of the Bostonian accent there. It's a delight, and I've spent some time in the last month, 2 weeks almost, down in the lovely Carolinas, and hearing that lovely. We have ourselves such a collection of accents all over this country, so good to hear a little. Well, Mary, thank you again for your coming on tonight, and we look for I say we sometimes, and I think, who am I talking about? I guess I bring in my studio cat at that point, so it's like Angus and I look forward to your return in the next couple weeks to Voices of the Earth with fresh material for all of us. So
well, thank Alrighty. You, Cheryl, and congratulations on your anniversary, birthday, celebration, all of the above.
Oh, thanks so much. And onward we go. I'm not quite sure how long, but at least through the summer. So we've got another season to enjoy beyond the spring. And may water and rain fall appropriately on the land on which you dwell over there so we get back to at least balance. So, okay, have a lovely night, and we shall be in touch.
Okay, great. Good talking to you, Carol. Take care.
Yes, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah, well, that was perfect timing. Mary and I have been in sync for many a day, all the way back, and I might as well make the segue here, because Mary and I, in 2001, were interested in our writers' voices. So we joined the most wonderful, I should see if she's around and would like to do a show, so I'm going to make a note of that. In 2001, we were both attracted to take a writing retreat experience in Glastonbury, England. It's in the southwest of that country in Somerset, and it is also known as Avalon. Avalon, the ancient, ancient place of Avalon. So over we went, 20 of us or so, and had a most amazing experience. It inspired Mary and myself. We met there, and we decided after we'd had that incredible 10 days, 10 or maybe 11, in 2001, late August, as I write in the book that is nearly ready to make its appearance in the world later this year. It was before 9/11, a time almost of another era, you might well realize. But we had this wonderful experience then, late July into the middle of August. A year or so after that, Mary and I, who had stayed in touch, decided we had not had enough of Glastonbury and made plans to return, just the two of us. We did that two times, more incredible experiences, some of which are captured in this said book that I will reveal before we get too much further into the summer. I will talk more about it, although it's covered in a show. And people began to ask me. By then, my teaching was no longer in the public school, but with that of creative writers, and I was doing my own serious writing of a novel or two. This is all on my website, goldenspiraljourney.com, something there for you. And I've since become a blogger. I mean, writers just can't quite, they don't know when to quit. They don't want to quit, I can tell you that. But people began to ask me about 2004, would I be taking a group over sometime to England? And after about the fourth or fifth time someone asked me that, in the middle of a class or maybe some presentation I was giving of my creative work at that point, I began to realize I was getting a message. I should take groups to Glastonbury and to the sacred sites of Southwest England. And so indeed, the Glastonbury pilgrimages came to light and life. And the latest of those, all of which you can find out about on my website, is happening in August of this year after a little hiatus. I thought I was into retirement on this. I've had a good time, but I thought I was kind of in retirement with this work. But nope, not at all. I have three spaces still available for anybody who gets really enthused by hearing this and wants to know more. It is incredible work. It is a sacred pilgrimage, I will emphasize, not the kind you get on the bus in the morning with your repacked suitcase and trundle off down the A381 route or whatever it is and go to another place. As interesting as those types of trips can be in England and other parts of Europe and the United Kingdom, etc., it is a residential pilgrimage. We stay put, actually in two different places this year, 3 days in Cornwall and six in Glastonbury, and we explore from that base point. So have a look, see what you think. I do a dandy facilitating of this wonderful experience. I would hope I've learned a thing or two in the years since I started it in 2004. Thanks to Mary McCarthy to get me back there. So I want to give a shout-out to a couple more guests of other past shows, and they may or may not join me live tonight. That is not something that is required, but I said I'd be highlighting them. I have welcomed three shows worth. Diana Rankin, a wonderful, wonderful, inspired, intuitive healer, a shamanic teacher, a writer, a wonderful author. Then, of course, as I've mentioned, she has a wonderful website, and she has been on the show three times of different aspects of the wonderful work that she does. So do check out her shows. You will find her name in a number of places, the most recent of which was, looking back through my list, you know, it's not that fast, and I can't quite pluck it out here, talking about her book, The Found Child. That was in February. Certainly have had a number of authors, but before I mention a few more and thanking them on the show live as I am doing, the other person was made probably the most frequent appearances, and she couldn't come on the air tonight to have a little fun with me yet again, Kathleen Kelly. Kathleen Kelly, a soul and spirit sister, a pagan woman, a lover of her land, sacred land, north of Oneida Lake in upstate New York, Fiddlehead Grove. She has come to help lead ceremonies for the Earth Days, the holidays known as the Sabbats, the Holy Earth Days of the year, the equinox is, almost didn't get the plural in there, and the solstices. She has sadly told me she cannot be on the air in June. I'm not quite sure. Maybe we could record the show earlier. Kathleen, I'm going to work on a plan. But we do have last June's solstice celebration in the archives. Check it out and have a look. speaking of Glastonbury, so I'm just hitting some of the highlights here. In August of, obviously, 2014, there were any number of enthusiastic prior pilgrims to Glastonbury who came on the air and talked about their experiences having gone to Glastonbury. Crossing to Avalon was that show, Pilgrimage to Glastonbury. Check it out. I'm going to make a segue to more environmentally activism here in a minute, but I just want to point out to you that in the archives, so many wonderful authors, I think they will stand out to you in what they came on to talk about of their lovely books. Each time you see one of these shows, you click on that link, and it will bring up, of course, the show's recording, which starts automatically. You don't have to hit play. At least that's the last I understood about that. And then you can hear what it is that we talked about. There was not a dull or boring or uninspiring show in the whole darn list, and there are 38 shows counting this one. So let's see, where does that bring me? I would like to give a shout out to my last guests, which were May 5th people, Tracy Manning and Teresa Heary. Young women, experienced teachers, between the two of them over 30 years of teaching experience. Visionary educators talking with me that night about their inspiring new project opening an independent school in September, the Country Classroom. If you feel a little discouraged about what you're hearing in education, and I am an educator of 28, 29, 30 years experience myself, and trust me, I'm a little discouraged myself sometimes with some of what's going on. It's never been perfect, but it's really struggling these days in many ways. You will want to hear these two wonderful young women talk about what it is they're up to. So I will leave it at that. And prior to them, my guests were Jim Conroy and Basha Alexander of Tree Whispering and Biobalance Technology, wonderful eco pioneers, as I referred to them. Their show, I had had them on my original list of people I would want to be guests on Voices of the Earth. And fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Certainly any number of people have come who are advocates of animals and work with them and advocates. And I recommend you listen to the program by Trish Borsma, founder of Riding Beyond. What a program. Before Trish's program, Allison Holloway, an animal communicator and animal advocate. Absolutely wonderful. I want to pause here to... There is an animal rights story that I have mentioned at various times in programs over this year, and I want to give a little update to what I can tell you is wonderful progress in this situation. The group is animalsasia.org, animalsasia.org. Their work in Asia, primarily China and Vietnam, began essentially with the ending of the exploitation of wild bears trapped, usually as young cubs. These wild bears, they're wild black bears. Over there, they come with this incredible white crescent on their chest, giving them the name moon bears. And I won't go into all of it. What these beautiful bears captured, usually as cubs, and as they are captured, usually the mother of that cub or cubs is killed. She is too wild for the purposes of the people who are trapping these incredible, beautiful bears. These bears are raised, held in... It's become illegal to do this, by the way. It's an ancient practice of taking the bile from the gallbladder of these beautiful animals to use in traditional medicines that doesn't demonize the people who originally do this. It's just the exploitation of them is so horrific, especially in these days and how it's done. It has been made illegal in, as far as I can tell, all of Vietnam. I became a part of it, and I really, at some point, should do a whole show about the work I did in a long-distance shamanic healing with a single bear who was freed from this, brought to the sanctuary that's in Vietnam, and I worked long distance through shamanic journeying to help her heal and make her transition to this beautiful sanctuary. There has been wonderful, wonderful progress in the rights of these bears, the ending of the bear-bale trade. The farms that still existed were grandfathered in as allowed to still exist, but there's huge pressure to release the bears. I think there's still about 500 bears held in captivity, but hundreds have been freed and are in sanctuaries, restored to health in both physical and, I would have to say, a mental and spiritual way too, to live out their lives comfortably in as best can be done for them. It's a wonderful program. They also work animals. Oh, and recently, the freeing of 38 bears from a farm that essentially there were 50 bears abandoned, left to starve. And there were several weeks making it all come out that these bears could be released to the Animals Asia people. It was finally done, but not before they lost nearly 20 bears to starvation. It's very, very hard to even comprehend. They work also for the ending of the cat and dog animal meat market. They also are working to end circus animals' lives, held as they are in really captivity, and another topic in a way, but they do wonderful work, and they are succeeding in so many ways, educating the children of these countries, people, making them aware of the rather horrific lives led by these animals, the bears, the dogs, the cats. So a shout out to them. At some point, if there was any opportunity. Well, they have a Facebook page. I doubt it likely that the lovely person who's heading this up, Jill Robinson, a British woman, would be a guest. But I don't know. My hat's off to her, and I contribute as I can, as I did for a while doing shamanic healing, et cetera. But I'm so, so delighted at the progress that has been made on behalf of those. But I want to cut to the chase to a breaking bit of news that arose just this afternoon. It was exciting to see this. Anyone who knows me, anyone who's listened to the show, knows that in this past year, talk about progress towards the healing and the reweaving of Gaia's beautiful web, knows my part in activism around fracking in New York State. On the, oh my gosh, which show was it? Because I was joined that night. Oh, we were celebrating, going back to see it, readings. The show was Readings and Reflections for the Winter Solstice, December 17th. Mary, I'm so glad you came out for a while, because when I'm talking for a whole hour, sometimes my tongue gets a little tired. So what can I say? A little sip of water. December 17th, several people, it was a fabulous show. Oh, my gosh, if you want to hear inspiring readings, and I know it was directed to winter solstice, rather. Nonetheless, that day was the day that our governor here in New York State, I almost said Mario Cuomo. Wow, time warp. Andrew Cuomo. Oh, I'm looking out my window, and the trees are in the light of the setting sun. So, Mary Oliver, I am just channeling you for a moment, looking at the light flowing from the branches of the trees across the little pond here at Light Spring Glen. Oh, my. So, communicating a little of that to all of you. And if you are a listener, regardless of what day, time, or whatever, look out the window and thank whatever tree is nearest you. And probably you could go and have a conversation after you listen to the show. On December 17th, what we were waiting for all the years that I at least got up and waved my sign and raised my voice and went to Albany and took part in anti-fracking rallies, Andrew Cuomo put into place a moratorium against fracking. It has not happened here. Horizontal fracturing, yes, but not horizontal fracturing. Oh, my gosh, I never can say that word. It's always so terrible. But guess what, folks? Because the danger is that it is a temporary ban, even though it's supposed to be until the end of his term, and it will be. Here is the news today. So what needs to be done is make it a permanent ban and lead the way across the nation. I'll tell you where it has led to. At a little past 4 in the afternoon, trolling around or trolling through Facebook. I don't know if I was trolling. This caught my eye, and I share it with you now. I'm reading the headline. After nearly 7 years, New York releases final fracking review. And the article starts this way. Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration late Wednesday, today, I'm just putting this in, May 13th, released a years-in-the-making review that lays the groundwork for, here's the key word, prohibiting permanently large-scale hydraulic fracturing for natural gas. The State Department of Environmental Conservation released a final version today of the 2,000-page document known as the Supplemental Generic Environmental Impact Statement, or SGEIS, just after 4 p.m. So I didn't read this until about 4:10. Now, DEC Commissioner Joseph Martens must wait at least 10 days before issuing a legally binding finding statement, which he said he will, formally putting the state's fracking ban into place. Another huge step. Hugely exciting, because it has been making fractivists nervous that this step hadn't yet to be taken, and now it has been. I celebrated with Rima Loeb a wonderful, I'm trying to think of what you call a person in their 80s. Is it a septuagenarian? I think I might have that wrong. But an activist all the way back with her then husband, who has since passed, an activist back to the civil rights era, she's never stopped being an activist. She, as I did and as thousands and thousands of others did, went to New York in September for the People's Climate March, Reflections on the People's Climate March, and she was my guest September 24th. What an inspiring interview that was, possibly the most inspiring one of the whole year. I've loved them all, trust me, but speaking to Rima, I am a couple decades away from the age she is now, earth lover, earth concerned, at times depressed at the state of the world. To talk with someone like her gives me hope. And today, yet another step forward in all of that. Oh, my gosh. These hours, it doesn't matter that I'm talking to myself. To listeners listening, Mary MacArthur, for coming on the air and finding myself within the last 10 minutes of the show. I want to give you the next step of this fabulousness of the progress that is in this year's time. And there it is around the going further and further towards a banning of fracking. It has been banned in any number of places. I wish I had a list of them, because it has happened in many other countries, in other states. Jerry Brown, I don't know what he's waiting for, in California. What's wrong with that man? He used to be so environmentally active back in the day. People need to keep leaning on him. But here's what's happening at Light Spring Glen, and it is the next step. After the need to go out to a rally every other month with my sign, one of which said, "Another Central New York Grandma to End Hydrofracking." I have my grandkids' pictures on it, ending fracking, and to the next 7 generations. I always included that, too. It's always, to me, an important thing to state. The next step, what is the next step? There is, and I have yet to have a guest about this, but it is halting the infrastructure that wants to be put in place. Pennsylvania, neighbor to us, is like the huge canary in the coal mine of our country. I better not get on that soapbox, but all of the gas being fracked there, they're looking to put it in pipelines beyond the ones already in existence and in the infrastructure. New York State can be as badly affected by fracking practically through the infrastructure, and stopping these pipelines is the order of the day around where I live. One of these pipelines is proposed to go right within 2 or 3 miles of me, and so that, a whole other show in itself. But here is what I have come to, and I want to give you the name of this website. If you are people who live anywhere near the southern tier of New York State, and I've lived in the southern tier now for the better part of 7 years, southerntiersolarworks.org, southerntiersolarworks.org. I became aware of what they were up to. This is a grassroots group. I like the contrast, a grassroots group talking about solar. So just play with that image for a few minutes. Grassroots, solar. That has done and is doing incredibly exciting stuff, which includes the following. The solarization of the southern tier, including, and I'm very excited, and I'm going to give you updates as long as the show continues, solarizing my small abode here on the edge of the Catskill Mountains, and all of it so far has been free. It'll tell you more at the website, and I've got something I want to do at the end that I want to take the time to do properly. But I have become involved with, two things to know. The cost of solarizing one's home, if you are receiving the proper amount of sunlight per the months of the year when it is its height, and even during the rest, and even in what's regarded as cloudy upstate New York, the price of solar panels has dropped way down. The price of installation has been cut by 75%. I kid you not about that. And I have had an assessment of my place and look forward to the possibility, even on my relatively modest income, to solarize my home for photovoltaic, as in my electric needs, within the very near future. And I am so dang excited about this. Stay tuned to find out about it. But also see what's in store for you. Government programs, support, tax credits, all of that is out there. Start by looking at southerntiersolarworks.org. Wow. It is so exciting. So exciting as has been this entire year's journey. It has not been every single Wednesday. I do have other things going on in my life. It is not ever a lack of guests that there has not been a show. It is simply that there has been some conflict. I'm, knock on wood, glad to say that never because I'm not feeling well did I have to cancel a show. I almost ran into one little hiccup around the techno part of this, but that was fortunately not anything I did incorrectly, and it worked out just fine. But it has been a journey with so many wonderful people, guests as well as listeners, and people who have called in with their comments, people that have let me know if they have run into me and know I do the program. And Mary, thank you again for your congratulations. Nancy Ash, Linda Marie Nelson, thank you for your faith in me that this would be something that not only I could tackle, but that I would manage, and that you knew I would enjoy it. You knew me a little bit already to know that I would, and I have. I will continue to do so. I will, by the way, have to say, for anyone hearing this, next week I will be at a Clean Water Coalition conference in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I look forward to reporting to you about that. So I will be off doing that a week from today. Returning at the end of this month for the last Wednesday with a mystery guest. I'm working on who that might be. And then you will not want to miss what's going on June 3rd. And so I will tantalize you with that, and it will be well worth listening to and finding out about it. You can see about upcoming episodes at my website, goldenspiraljourney.com. I post up the new week's show by Monday night at the latest, and I'm a little before if I can manage it. I want to end, as I have ended so often, when I say so often, it was my intent to do this on a regular basis, and it hasn't happened too often, but I'm going to end with it again tonight. If you have listened to this show, if you've listened to other shows, it is because you are also wanting to have, you know what, the studio cat is really snoring loudly, so I have to pause and chuckle. He desisted about wanting to climb up on the broadcast desktop, and now he's snoring away behind me, so I don't know if you can hear him. So he's a great companion. He's a lover of the outdoors. He goes with me on my woods walks. What can I say? He's a great guy to have around. He makes an excellent housemate, to say the least. Oh my gosh! If you have listened to this show and been in any way listened through more than one broadcast, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your love of Mother Earth. It is through continuing to share our stories, celebrating Mother Earth, raising that positive vibration, and bringing our hearts together in this quest to not let things be ramrodded over us, the fracking being just one example I can think of, speaking up for Mother Earth, speaking up for places, the voices which need to be human to raise a ruckus and bring things to a halt, to bring healing, to bring joy. All of that is important. With that much said, I want to share with you, as I did on several of the early shows, this beautiful poem of Diane Ackerman, which will be my close for this broadcast, thanking you again for listening. Diane Ackerman, your beautiful words. In the name of the daybreak and the eyelids of the morning and the wayfaring moon and the night when it departs, I swear I will not dishonor my soul with hatred, but offer myself humbly as a guardian of nature, as a healer of misery, as a messenger of wonder, peace. In the name of the sun and its mirrors, and the day that embraces it, and the cloud veils drawn over it, and the uttermost night, and the male and the female, and the plants bursting with seed, and the crowning seasons of the firefly and the apple. I will honor all life, wherever and in whatever form it may dwell. On earth, my home, and in the mansions of the stars. Diane Ackerman. Thank you, Diane. I wish you a good 2 weeks until I return to the air with my mystery guest. Stay tuned. Have a lovely now till then. May there be rain for places that need it. May there be sun for places that need it. May you have a lovely journey from now until then, and with a slightly froggy voice, I ask you all to take good care. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Art of Living Well Radio Network, a subsidiary of Crowning Light Productions. For more information on all of our programs, go to our website, theartoflivingwell.tv. This is Gene Bogart saying thanks for listening to the Art of Living Well Radio Network. Radio to inspire enlightened living.